We continue the reading of chapter 16, third canto. Jayan Vijay cursed by the sages, text 18. Tota sanatano dharmo rakshate tanubistava dharmasya paramo guhyo nirvikaro bhavan mata. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. You are the source of the eternal occupation of all living entities, and by your multi-manifestations of personalities of Godhead, you have always protected religion. You are the supreme objective of religious principles, and in our opinion, you are inexhaustible and unchangeable eternally. Purport. The statement in this verse, dharmasya paramo guhya, refers to the most confidential part of all religious principles. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. The conclusion of Lord Krishna in his advice to Arjuna is, give up all other religious engagement and just surrender unto me. End quote. This is the most confidential knowledge in executing religious principles. In the Bhagavatam also, it is stated that if one does not become Krishna conscious after very rigidly executing one's specified religious duties, all his labor in following so-called religious principles is simply a waste of time. Here also, the sages confirm the statement that the Supreme Lord, not the demigods, is the ultimate goal of all religious principles. There are many foolish propagandists who say that worship of the demigods is also a way to reach the supreme goal. But in the authorized statements of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, this is not accepted. Bhagavad Gita says that one who worships a particular demigod can reach the demigod's planet, but one who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead can enter into Vaikuntha. Some propagandists say that regardless of what one does, he will ultimately reach the supreme abode of the Personality of Godhead. But this is not valid. The Lord is eternal. The Lord's servitor is eternal, and the Lord's abode is also eternal. They are all described here as sanatan, or eternal. The result of devotional service, therefore, is not temporary, as is the achievement of heavenly planets by worshipping the demigods. The sages wanted to stress that although the Lord, out of His causeless mercy, says that He worships the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, actually, the Lord is worshipable not only by the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, but also by the demigods. Om Gyanati Vinandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chuksurun Militam Yenantasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So we see in these two texts how Krishna is worshipable by everyone, and by some strange circumstance we have been speaking in the last classes about death, specifically death coming to devotees. So yesterday we spoke of a sannyasi recently passed away. And now today we hear the news of an ex-bhakta that passed away, also in a car accident. So on the one hand, this bhakta was very fortunate to at least having performed devotional service. But he was very unfortunate that only a couple of months ago he was in the temple and he left. He left the temple. So he was not able to pursue. He was not even able to take initiation. So only a couple of months ago he was amongst us. Now he's no more. So it is very regrettable, and we should have some moments of good thoughts for him. He He was a very nice boy, young boy. But unfortunately, he was not very strong. He did not remain very strong and fixed. He could have been a very nice devotee, and while he was here, he was a very nice devotee. So we see a sannyasi left, a bhakta, meaning a sannyasi died, and also a bhakta died. Anybody, any one of us can die at any moment, no matter what our position is. So the difference is that the sannyasi died as a sannyasi, whereas the bhakta died in the material world. So it is very unfortunate. Only some months time, a few months time. No one of us could think that so shortly he was going to leave. So he definitely, he did not think either that he was going to leave so soon, such a young man. So we do not rejoice, but it is a very unfortunate circumstance, and we wish him the best. We pray to Lord Nrisimhadev, the protector of the devotees, that immediately the devotional service that he has performed may bear fruits, and he may have a better chance at spiritual life. Anyway, we are fortunate that we are still on time to perfect our spiritual life, to perfect our human life by developing our spiritual life. So these incidents, one after another, that by some strange circumstance, this is very surprising. We are speaking of this subject matter in the last days, and now we get another news the day after we were speaking about this sannyasi. So we should see that these things can happen to anyone and at any moment. So it is, the solution is very simple. We just have to remain in Krishna consciousness, meaning remaining in the association of devotees, remaining performing our devotional service, always connected with the service of Sri Krishna, the service of the Lord. As Prabhupada very nicely has explained here in this purport, it is not the same to be in or out. It is not the same. One can pursue Krishna consciousness at home. It is as if one is very much in touch, guided by the devotees. Just today I was listening a class by Srila Prabhupada in London in 1975, and he was precisely saying this, that one has to keep very close company with the devotees, otherwise it becomes very difficult. So as Prabhupada says in this verse, there are some foolish propagandists that say that it is the same to do one thing or do another. Of course Prabhupada is speaking here about devotional service versus demigod worship. So just as he is explaining this, we can also explain that it is not the same in or out. We have to keep our consciousness very fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna. Even if that is not totally possible, at least if all our life is devoted to Krishna, just as is said here, sarva dharman parityaja, Prabhupada is paraphrasing that verse from Bhagavad Gita, abandon everything. So that means that we have to be completely, totally surrendered to Krishna, no matter in what position we are placed by material circumstances. We should always make sure that our life is completely given to Krishna, And no matter, in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains that for such a devotee, it doesn't matter if his mind fails at the time of death and thinks of something else or becomes unstable, which is very possible to happen to any one of us. At the time of death is a very difficult moment. So for those devotees, Prabhupada explains there in 10th canto, that for those devotees who are in the service of the Lord, in the simple service of the Lord, Krishna personally will take care of them no matter where their minds are at the time of death. This is also explained in Bhagavad Gita and the purports by Prabhupada in chapter 2, chapter 8. Where the the same thing is explained about how what we are thinking at the time of death takes us to our next body. So Prabhupada, in all the explanations, also either there in other chapters, in other texts, when the explanation is being given of the different auspicious moments to leave, how the yogis, they choose an auspicious moment to leave to make sure that they achieve the desired goal they've been working for. So Prabhupada explains there that Krishna's devotees, those devotees in devotional service, should not worry, don't have to worry. Any time is a good time. Because a devotee is transcendental to all those things. So it is a very great boon that we are connected with such a transcendental process. It is a very great, a very nice gift that we all have. And we should be very careful, because as we saw with this bhakta, that only very recently was amongst us. Very easily, very quickly, we could miss the opportunity that has been afforded to us. So we should become more and more serious when we hear these things and make sure, do everything possible so that we can always remain in the association of devotees, surrendered to Krishna in devotional service, very much fixed in thoughts of the Lord, very much fixed in serving the Lord. So we will end here. Always to Srila Prabhupada, Sri Sri Nimai Nitai Gadai Goranga Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Gaur Pramanandi Hari Hari Bol.